Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Mary Jo, and I am going to be reading Hearing the Voice of Our Shepherd. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your voice, and I thank you that Jesus taught us in the Word that we can hear your voice. So, Lord, I pray that you would open our ears to hear and to understand what you're saying, and that we would be obedient to your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture for today is found in John 10, verse 27. It says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." I cannot think of anything more transforming in a person's life than consistently hearing the voice of Jesus. It is one of the greatest benefits of being God's child. Without this ability, we feel lost and left to ourselves. However, just one word from Jesus can transform the worst of situations. Here is the good news. We can hear God's voice. Yes, even us ordinary moms. We were, in fact, created to have intimacy with him in this way. His voice breaks bondages in our children, reveals insight into our marriage, and delivers peace into relationships in our home. He knows exactly what we need in order to turn any dire situation around, no matter what has gone wrong. It says in John 10, verses 4b and 5, in the New Living Translation, "He walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow the voice of a stranger. They will run from him because they do not know his voice." Jesus was trying to explain to the Pharisees that he is the one they were looking for, the Messiah. They clearly were not his children because they were not able to receive what he said about himself. They did not believe he was who he claimed to be, the Son of God, and thus they could not hear him. My friend, Jesus is the only way to the Father. Precious mom, because of Jesus and his Holy Spirit living inside of us, we can now hear God speak. God loves you so much, and he deeply desires to have a living and a vital relationship with you. This is why he sent Jesus to die for your sin, because he didn't stay in the grave. God rose him up again and sent his Spirit to live on the inside of you, to fill you with himself, bringing your spirit to life. If you believe and agree in your heart that Jesus is Lord, that God raised him from the dead, and you confess this with your mouth, then you are saved. Romans 10:9. If you are saved, then you are God's child. And if you are God's child, you absolutely have the ability to hear his voice. However, we often become so busy with the stuff in our lives that we forget what David wrote in Psalms 46 verse 10a. "Be still and know that I am God." It is in the stillness that we hear God, not busyness. In 1 Kings 19 verse 12, it says, "Elijah heard the Lord's voice in a gentle whisper." Often our hurried lives drown out his still small voice. We must guard against busy, fussy living, which interferes with the quietness in which he speaks. There are multiple ways in which God speaks. Sometimes we can mistake the Lord's voice for our own thoughts. I love that he can invade us with ideas. Remember to always filter what you think through the lens of God's word, because it helps you to know if it's him relaying a message. Because we also have an enemy who tells us things that are not true. By knowing the word and asking God to help us understand it, we can know the difference between true thoughts and untrue thoughts. And after all, Jesus is the word, as it says in John 1:1. So we know his voice in our thoughts will always agree with scripture. Another way he may communicate is through impressions. Every one of us has at times done something we felt was wrong, Even as we were doing it, yet we followed our feelings or gave in to pressure from others instead. We had the impression it was wrong, but we went our own way and missed His leading. Learn to pray and ask the Lord for His truth to be revealed. Be sensitive to hear, so you can avoid this pitfall. Psalms 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." According to the Word, if you delight yourself in the Lord, your heart can be trusted. God will lead you by your desires when your heart is focused on Him. Of course, God always speaks through Scripture. His written Word is truth. A lot of people are asking God to speak, when in reality their ears are not hearing. Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Learn to be still and listen to understand with your heart. Then obey. He is always wanting to communicate with His children. Always. If you are having difficulty hearing, remember the last thing that God told you, and then do it. God doesn't want us to bypass His voice with disobedience, because He knows what is best for us. He speaks what He speaks for a reason. He knows our beginning and end, and we must learn to trust and obey. Hearing God will completely transform everything in our lives, bringing freedom and peace, which is what we desire. He leads us in paths of righteousness, bringing honor to His name in the process. So remember today, as you go out and about, that you can hear the voice of Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, You are so faithful. I thank You for keeping Your promises. You will never lead us astray. And Lord, I pray today that we would hear Your voice, just even one word. And Lord, I pray that You would honor even the mom who says, "Help me," today. Thank You that You care about every detail in our lives. We love You so much. Amen.